Okay, we're going to dip back now to the month of August. McCool's Avril McNamee was crowned World Ladies Handball Champion in the USA. She defeated Ellen O'Connor from Wexford in an All-Irish final on a score of 21-0, 21-2. An impressive performance by Avril on that day to lift the world crown.
The score doesn't really reflect kind of all the time what happens in the game. If you're keeping serve, you're scoring points. So ultimately, that's where you want to be. You know, as I say, my service game was on point, and that just took control of the rallies from there. You know, I'd say my semi final was probably more nerve wracking than the final itself. For some strange reason, I was quite calm in the final. I don't know whether I never really like to kind of get ahead of myself. You take it point by point, but in the final, I was definitely a lot calmer. Semi finals now, I was a wee bit jittery to say the least, you know. Yeah. But I still won quite comfortably in the semi final as well. You know, handball isn't really, as I say, listen, it's a minority sport. It'll never be kind of one of these big mainstream sports that people that play handball, they don't play it for, I suppose, times like this where you get maybe a bit of coverage kind of or anything like that. You play it just for the love of the sport, you know.
Donegal has a world handball champion in the form of Avril McNamee. She lost out in the quarterfinal in 2012, lost a semi-final in 2015, but 2018 was her year, Patsy.
Yes, indeed, and as she said, a minority sport, certainly, but minority sport or not, she deserves great credit. I mean, she's been kicking away and battering away at the sport out of the McCool's club for years. Patrick Murray behind her, coaching her. She lost at this level in 2012 at the quarterfinal stage, and then she lost the semi-final stage in 2015. She had some success as well when she was at LYIT as a student, you know, but she's really flying the flag big time for handball, and long may it continue. And she's a great advocate for the sport, and so well done, Avril.
Moving on to cycling, Philip Dagenham announced his retirement after 14 years of professional racing in November. The Letterkenny man, who had been riding with Team Sky since 2014, hung up his bike at the age of 35. During his career, Dagenham rode 10 Grand Tours and picked up two professional ones, including a stage of the Vuelta España. He represented Ireland in the men's road race at the 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing. During his professional career, he also rode with Teams United Healthcare, Radio Shack and AG2R.
A real moment, I think, in any professional athlete's career. It's, you know, such a massive part of my life for so long, and you know, basically dedicated my whole life to cycling for the last 16 years. So it's a big change, but it's a decision I'm glad I made now, and I think it was the right time to hang up the wheel. So I'm happy. There are some memorable performances. I mean, 90% of the time it's a struggle and it's a slog, and you're not exactly enjoying it at the time. But the standout moments for me were the Vuelta in 2009. Actually, that whole season in 2009 it was incredible, really, because I'd gone from such a low the previous year to a high the next year. But definitely the Vuelta that year, winning a stage, finishing top 10, was something I never thought I'd be able to do. And the Giro start in Ireland, I've had a few decent performances in the Giro over the years as well. So, you know, they'd be the two main ones, but there's been a few over the years. But like with Team Sky, my role has completely changed. It went from getting personal results to being a team worker, a team player, and setting up the win for whoever the leader might be that day. So I suppose my own performances probably aren't really reflected, and but they'd be more reflected in a sort of team win that I felt like I contributed to really well.
Philip Dagenham speaking on his announcement following his retirement in November, and I suppose, Chris, it's fair to say Philip Dagenham certainly one of Donegal's greatest sports stars.
Yes, involved in a really grueling sport. He had that success really back 2008, 2009. More latter years, he got into Team Sky, which was a big break for him. And, you know, the ultimate goal, I suppose, for him, you know, he had competed in world championships, but it was to get into the team for the Tour de France. It didn't quite work out for him. But as a domestique, as they call it, he was involved in many great team performances for Team Sky. He's married, of course, now to Lizzie Armistead, who has had a great career for Britain in Olympics and Commonwealth Games. And he'll look back over a long enough career. And he was in Letterkenny several years ago for a question and answer session in Green and Theatre. And certainly he did inspire a lot of of young fellas here. And as we've seen, I mean, cycling has really taken off as a sport and a leisure pursuit.
Yeah, and Patsy, you of course worked with him as well on one of the Ireland teams.
Well, yes, indeed, at the Olympics in Beijing. But you know, like it was like it was great to have him there. Obviously, a Donegal man riding in the Olympic Games. But you know, I will remember him as well as the young man who was on the bike and who was the cyclist when there weren't very many on the road cycling. And I remember him then. Particularly, I remember clearly the Vuelta. That run. I remember texting him immediately. I remember getting a response from him. And, you know, I just thought, fair play to you. You went through this from your early days riding down around Cranford and whatever. Well, that's where the cycling was then. And then to go on. I would put Philip Deignan up there with, you know, top 10, 15, 20 of our all best ever sports people out of this county, in the sense that he rode the majors. He rode the major, you know, you talk about people doing this, doing that, but there is a certain level at the top in every sport. He was at that level. He was in the Tours. He was in the Vuelta. He was in the Tour de France. You know, he was at the Olympic Games. And this was a young boy who was inspired by just watching the Tour when it was in Ireland. And then he went for it. And so, you know, I hope he has a really happy retirement. It's difficult. It's difficult. This retirement business for guys like that is difficult. People sometimes don't understand coping with that change of life and lifestyle and ambition and awareness and people acknowledging you. So, you know, I wish him and the people of Donegal and sport would wish Philip Deignan the very, very best.
Yeah. Moving on to horse racing, Martin Harley. Even up to last week, was still winning. Almost 90 victories in 2018, Dermot.
Yeah, and he's now very much a household name in terms of Donegal sport as well. He rode over 83 winners for the year of 2018. That figure is probably even...
It's 87 now.
Yeah,
87,
it's rising all the time. 82nd place finishes from 640 races through the last 12 months. And his biggest wins back in February, where he won the Doucan Sprint on Intisab and the Irish Thoroughbred Marketing Cup on Please Let Me Win. Now, Harley's, you know, he's catching the eye all the time and enjoying so much success. More locally, Ballyhire brothers Oisin and Conoror continuing to perform well, and Dylan Brown McMonagall. I mean, I wouldn't claim to know all that much about horse racing, but those that I do speak to about it, they have great time for Dylan Brown McMonagall and Oisin and Conor Oran. Hopes are high for their futures. Dylan Brown McMonagall was crowned Irish champion. He ended up just one short of the record of 78 wins, which was set over 10 years ago by Emmett McNamara.
Yeah, so Donegal continuing to show their talents on the horse racing front as well. We're going to go to a tug of war, a sport which is popular in Donegal, and four Anishinaabe men were medal winners at the World Championships in China. Cairns' Jared Porter won double golds in the 560kg category for his club St. Pat's of Louth in Ireland. Another St. Pat's member, Sean Doherty from Clonmany, also won gold in the 680kg category, and there was bronze for Doherty and two other Clonmany men, Dan Harkin and Andrew McGonigal, in the 680kg category.
Yeah, particularly strong in Anishinaabe, and it's a sport that, you know, a lot of people may not have seen, but there's no doubt about the commitment for those people who are involved in it. A lot of training, and they've brought a lot of success back to Anishinaabe and to Donegal. And we have a big championship coming up in at the Aura in 2020, we think. Yeah. And you know, that is going to be a real platform to launch it. And I've no doubt it'll be well supported by the public in Donegal. And like a lot of sports, until you've actually seen them live, you don't really get a true appreciation to what's involved. So exciting times ahead for all involved, and certainly the Clonmany Club. They're going a long time and they just keep producing the goods.
That's it.
Yes, indeed. And you know, tug of war, and Chris has just mentioned it there about unawares, but tug of war many years ago was an Olympic sport, and dominated by the Irish at that time, competing as it was then for Britain. But you know, when I think of tug of war in Donegal, I think of big Danny McGonigal from Clonmany, you know, who's been the lead protagonist for the sport. And I'm really, really pleased that they've got the awards. I knew that was an ambition of his for many, many years, and I'm really pleased they're bringing it to Letterkenny. They're bringing the World Championships to Letterkenny. It'll be a shop window for the people of Inishowen, the people of Donegal, to go and see the local tug of war, the Clonmany men, the Cairndonagh men, the Clunchan men, you know, competing in Donegal at a World Championship, and really looking forward to that. And you know, these boys travel the world. You know, people need to understand that these tug-of-war lads travel the world in pursuit of their sport, and they do bring back the medals. So
it's all amateur as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Totally amateur, and fellas are taking off work and away they go. So no, well done to them.
Yeah, let's go back to the middle of April, where Remelton's Marty Lynch created history by becoming the first man to win the race in two successive years and in a record time. This is a grueling event. It's serious stuff, so it is, Chris. And to do it back to back, you have to put a big commitment in to win it 1 year, given the training you have to do, but then to carry that into another year.
Absolutely. We've seen an explosion of these endurance events in the last few years. Usually involving a long cycle, a marathon, sometimes up and down Mount Errigal or Muckish, kayaking, all sorts of things. And there's more coming in the next few years. There's a new, I think, a Seven Sisters Mountain Challenge next summer. You have up in Inishowen that four marathons or half marathons in four successive days. And it seems to be that these ultra sports are just, not only are they involving more people, but, and Patsy, we were this as well, they're actually Donegal's doing well on the tourism front because they're bringing in people from all over the world to take part.
Yes, indeed, Chris. That's a big, you made the point there last. That's exactly it. Donegal is ideal for this type of thing. The terrain, the landscape, all lends itself to these kind of events, and they are ultra events. They're endurance events, and they're bringing in people on a tourist related manner. So Marty Lynch has been doing extremely well in a number of these events, and you know, he runs with Milford Athletic Club and so on. So look, there's so many of these, and I've no doubt there will be a plethora of them going forward as well, because as I say, and as Chris has just said, there are this terrain, this county is just absolutely ideal for these type of events.
Moving on to June, it was a good week in that month for a Melton man, Kieran Murray, Dermot. He was at the 10th European Transplant and Dialysis Games in Calgary in Canada, and he done okay. He brought a few medals back.
Yeah, he won gold in the golf, he was silver in the 1500 metres, and two bronze medals as well in the 5k and the 800 metre events. And Kieran, we mentioned him quite often on the review of the year in terms of sport. He's a fantastic athlete and continues to enjoy success on an international level, and long may it continue.
Yeah, and another one of the Milford AC contingent as well. He does a bit of running with Milford, but another good year for Kieran Murray. I suppose the final bit we're going to touch on is on swimming, and Mona McSharry, Chris, continues to perform well in the pool. She is from Sligo, but I suppose like everything else in Donegal sport, if you compete at all in Donegal, you're associated to Donegal in some way, we sort of claim you. So yep. She's with the Ballyshannon Marlins Club, and it's good to have an athlete of her level swimming out of Donegal. So.
Absolutely, and having been a student at Cluster Columbkill in Ballyshannon, she really has, you know, put the Northwest on that swimming map, because it's one success after another. She won three gold medals for Ireland at the World Schools Games in Morocco, and then she followed that up. National titles just kept coming, and she's competed at the European Seniors. And, you know, she's been at, for her age, she's competed at competition levels that are well above her own age group. And certainly the way she's going, the next Olympics, she will be certainly a prospect for Ireland. We're going to be looking forward to her continued progress.
Yeah. And I suppose, Patsy, just on Mona McSharry, you've watched the young athletes, be it athletics, develop, but to see this young girl mature in the pool against a lot older and stronger competitors, she does have a bright future.
Yeah, well, she has a bright future, you know, but I mean, everybody's got to keep everything in perspective as well, you know. I mean, they talk about Olympics and they talk about making World Senior Championships, you know. These are standards that are seriously hard to achieve, and they are a big achievement in themselves when you do so, you know. So Mona has got a lot of targets, like a lot of young athletes in various sports. You know, she's a development athlete at this moment in her career, as a youth athlete, as a junior athlete. All the pointers are strong. You know, she's got to make the right decisions. You know, it's all about choices. It's all about performance levels. It's all about her decision and what she does. views, where she goes, who she listens to, where the influences are, who's mentoring who. Look, there's so many, many, many elements to this girl getting to the Olympic Games. And, you know, we hold our breath and hope that we would have a swimmer one day in the Olympic Games. And that would be something else for, you know, based out of a 25-metre pool in Ballyshannon, yeah. Based out of two girls, Sinead Danner and another lady there who coached her. You know, it's a good story. It's a good positive story. And you know what it does too? No more than we started the story with Summer Leckie, it proves once again, and no more than with Philip Dagenham, it proves once again, yes, you can, out of Donegal, you can go to world level. And, you know, you just need to, you want to do it, and yeah. You need to work hard.
Finally, we'll just mention one other man. He's a Remelta man too. Paddy Bond likes the cold water. And we've mentioned him in a review and for a number of years as well. Back in February, he was winning medals, and it was at the gold and silver, actually, at the International Ice Swimming Association Championships in Leeds. Paddy was first in the Masters 35 category, 1K swim, and second overall in the 50 fly. But I'm sure he quite likes the cold water around this time of year and heading into the new year. And he'd been, I think, selected for Ireland teams as well. As we wrap up our Best of Series 2018, we're just going to ask our panel of Patsy McGonigal, Chris Ashmore and Jeremy Doherty just to tell us what, I suppose, their main point from the year was, their main highlight from the last 12 months. Patsy, over to you.
Well, I mean, a couple of things. I just wrote down a few things, you know, I was thinking about the team first of all. I thought that the team performance that really jumped out at me was that Gador performance and winning, and the excitement and just winning and the after thing of it, you know, on the day and so on. That was positive. But for me personally, I suppose Summer Leckie winning that medal in Finland, world level, that's very exciting for us as a club and for us here in Donegal. Ballyliffin, I spent a few days in Ballyliffin and I watched that, and I was proud of the people in Ballyliffin, proud of the club in Ballyliffin, and proud that we in Donegal were able to stage such an event. And then even beyond that, you know, in my own mind, the Harp situation. I thought Ollie Horgan did an immense job, and it's not a memory, but it's just a view as somebody who has managed teams and has watched teams and coached teams. You know, I just thought he did well. I watched him some nights at Finn Valley training and watched the squad and watched the changes in the squad and watched that, and I like the dynamics of it all, and I just thought that was personal to me, just to watch it, being a Battle Buffet man as well, of course. But it's a Donegal team, it's not a Battle Buffet team, obviously. And they're under 17, Declan Boyle, that was someone we need to underline big time. And that for me was it. But Summer Leckie stood out, and you know, tag on to Summer Leckie, Amber Barrett, I thought she had a really great season as well. And I thought it interesting, you know, just to make an aside comment, is that two of those four girls that played international soccer this year started out their Amy Boyle Carr, and indeed Amber Barrett, both started out their sporting lives as athletes. Mm-hmm. And I watched them both as athletes first of all, and of course Amber went on then to play Gaelic, as indeed did Amy to a point too. But nice to see.
So much happened, it's hard to put the finger in one, wasn't it, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, again, like Patsy just wrote down a few notes, Gador bringing home that Ulster title, and the golf, they stand out as two major things that I wasn't at. And then obviously you're influenced by things that you're at personally, and I suppose for me, down at the Markets Field in Limerick, to be there watching Harps getting promoted, not just the whole performance, but just the sheer passion of the 500 or so fans who'd gone down that night. And it was a special moment for all in the club. And once again, I think Harps, you could argue, have overachieved under Ollie Horgan, particularly when the game now does, the amount of money a club has generally reflects where it finishes, and Harps have always sort of been struggling on the financial side and have punched above their weight. In rallying, well, obviously Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett was there for that historic Donegal International Rally, that third title for them, and Declan Boyle at the Harvest to win the National in horrific conditions. You know, it was quite a dramatic day with so many twists and turns. And I'd also mention the Donegal Hurlers, because great year for them, and I saw some of their league games, and you know, and just, you know, I saw them against Armagh, beating Armagh for the first time, and you just knew things were really building here, and that was so encouraging to see.
Yeah, and that was probably one of my highlights as well, because we got to go to the changing rooms. Mickey McCann took myself and Ray Jurek into the changing rooms afterwards to see the celebrations and meet the players and talk to them. And you don't get the chance to do that very often, because you're either on the pitch or outside the changing rooms speaking with the players, be it the likes of Godot or the senior men of the footballs. But to actually get invited in along with the hurlers, only a second ever Nicky Rackard success, and to spend time with them in that joyful moment was marked one of the highlights of my year anyway. Dermot?
Yeah, a bit like Patsy and Chris, the golf as well was a fantastic experience. Oisín, you worked at it for the majority of that week. I was down for one of the days as well. And just to be there, part of the media team working at that event, it was class to say the least. I think I managed to get a ticket for the practice day at the Ryder Cup when it was held down at the K Club all those years ago. And my memory from that was that, you know, you got up close to the players and you saw the action, but there was something a lot more homely about Ballyliffin, the very fact that you were able to drive down to the venue, park right up close to the clubhouse. The whole organisation was fantastic. Okay, they were blessed with good weather, which was key. I wonder what people would have been saying had the wind been howling and had it been raining, but it wasn't like that. But just the welcome that they gave to those that were there for the first time. Fantastic event, and fingers crossed we'll have another big event back in Ballyliffin before too long.
Yeah, fingers crossed, surely. And it might even be Ballyliffin, it might be another club maybe in the county that'll now be stepping up and putting their name out in front and centre.
Can I just jump in with one, maybe, you know, just about the impact of sport in a small place and, you know, what it can mean to the people of a small place like the Red Cues, you know, or Edwards Junior Football, certainly, but the excitement and the joy and the great crack that they took out of it and continue, that they're still on that journey. And, you know, we sit here this evening and moving into another year, and we have to wish Godot and indeed Red Cues the very, very best. But I saw that joy with the people of Red Cues. They're just neighbours of mine down the road. So just that impact of sport, you know, no matter what that sport may be, and everybody really embraced it.
Yeah, this has been a huge year. When you think back on it now, Chris, everything that has happened in 2018, we decided to do special programmes on some of the big stories, which we didn't do before. So overall, 2018 has been, from a Donegal point of view, has been a huge success sporting-wise. And can we follow that on now in 2019?
No reason why not. I think Donegal are consistently punching above the weight. And I suppose a special word also to go out, not just to all those taking part, but let's not forget all those volunteers, the bus drivers, the people who line the pitches, the people who do so much work that doesn't go unseen. And it's those people at club level all over the county. You know, without them, we'd be nowhere. We need those people, and so many people putting in the voluntary effort.
Yeah, okay. Gentlemen, I think we're done, aren't we, for the best of series and our reflections back on 2018. Dermot Doherty, Chris Ashmore and Patsy McGonigal, many thanks for coming in today to join us on our panel here.
Pleasure.
And we thank you for your efforts throughout the year, of course, and we wish you and your families and all the people around you a very happy new year.
Thank you.
Thanks, thank you.